It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 30-year veteran with Keller Williams, located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Over the last few weeks and months, we've been talking about how real estate seems to be softening a little bit, but I think you're noticing a new trend.
Yeah, you know, I look at the numbers and study them all the time, Steve, and we clearly, a couple of months ago, we could see on a graph the trend going downward, right?
Now, what is this trend? You're talking about sales?
Sales.
Prices?
Sales, and when sales go down, prices go down. So,
sure.
So anyway, we start seeing the numbers go down. We did have an uptick in interest rates that contributed to that.
Right.
And we see the numbers when we look behind us, right? So it's been a little bit of time. I know it feels like it's a very hot, hot market. Inventory's low. It's hard to get listings right now. And all of a sudden, I realize, whoa, I looked at the numbers again. Inventory is definitely down.
Yes.
I think in December, we had 2,800 homes. To give you an example,
sure.
In Boca Raton, there were 2,800 homes for sale. Right now, we have 2,300 homes for sale.
Okay.
Last month, we sold 536. So that's about 25% of the homes sell each month.
Yeah.
So our absorption rate, it indicates that it's very much still a seller's market.
I mean, it seems to me out of 2,300 listed, if 500 sell, that's a lot of sales for me. I mean, it seems like a lot.
It seems like a lot. It is. It's 25, you know, somewhere
But it's
close
reducing
to
the inventory, and that
it's
inventory
reduced,
is not being replaced. Yeah.
Right. So our inventory levels are down, where it was rising just a few months ago.
Gotcha.
Now we're seeing it going down. I don't know if it's seasonal, because it is, this is spring, and these numbers.
Oh, so maybe they're starting to think about the fall now?
Right. Well, and these numbers are based on single family homes. It doesn't factor in the condos. So it could very well be an indication. Well, it's that time of year where people are making moves to get in for the school year, a lot of relocations.
Sure.
But it is hot.
Okay. So are prices rising commensurately?
You know, I'm seeing some prices. I'm scratching my head a little bit saying, I don't think it's really worth this, but people are willing to pay it.
I've been reading articles where they say, if you're going to bid on a house, remember last time we spoke, we were talking about investor interest in these kinds of properties, big companies coming in,
right,
putting cash down, no contingencies, making it very hard for especially the smaller financial buyer to come in and to compete with this, because you normally, especially if you're, let's say you're starting out, you need to have a mortgage. You're putting 3% down. There's contingencies. When you're competing against an institutional buyer that's got nothing but cash, it's hard to succeed. The bottom line here, though, is some of the advice is just bid high and keep bidding higher, be aggressive, and bid over what the asking price is, and do what you can to kind of stand out against this difficult competition.
You know, I had a couple of homes over $1 million in the low $1 million this past couple of months, and I struggled getting them sold.
Okay.
I just put one on the market last week at $1,095,000. I got multiple offers and sold it for full price cash. So you can see the shift just in the last couple of months, because people have to realize the market is cyclical and you have to price watch it. It changes daily like the stock market.
Yeah. So you don't want to be caught up in last month's numbers so much. I mean, the trends, they don't spike daily. The trends don't go, but you can start to see the trend turn.
Right. We look for the turns, and to create a trend, it takes 3 months.
Yeah.
So we're looking for 3 month trends.
Yeah. Anyway, the bottom line in what you're saying, and this is, I think, the jux of it, is that
it's hot.
Inventory is low. It's a hot market.
It's a hot market
right now.
It's
a hot market.
Assuming,
but it's not a fun market. I mean, if I was a buyer.
It's not fun.
It's not fun.
No, there's no fun in this. That you have very few choices. Keep in mind, only 20-25% of the inventory is selling. Well, why is that? I can tell you the demand is stronger than that. It's because they can't find the right house. We just dealt with somebody who's made two other offers on two other properties because he doesn't see the value.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't necessarily blame them.
Yeah.
Some of the sellers are just a little unrealistic. So a lot of that 80% are unrealistic sellers. Not all of them, don't get me wrong. But a lot of sellers need to be realistic as to what the market is, because this is not a situation you throw the house at whatever price you want and think that you're going to sell it.
I know. So there's some discrepancies here when you say it's a hot market, because that doesn't sound like a hot market. I mean, I guess you can still be overpriced in any market. So that's number right. one. So, I mean, I don't know, you know, exactly what would be considered fair value of a particular home. You look at the comps and so on, you get a sense of what this home should go for
right.
in a particular area. And if someone is 20% above that, is that way out of the market? Or maybe they're not in a hurry and maybe they think the market will come to them.
Right, right. There are some sellers that believe that.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So the reason that inventory is so low, and there's three reasons given. One is something called rate lock. Another was if consumer confidence starts to wane.
Right.
And another is older generations choosing to age in place, which we talked about recently.
Yep.
And so we went through all that. But this idea of rate lock, now when I think of rate lock as a consumer, I think of, well, I'm getting a mortgage and
locking
that rate, because if rates go up, you're still locked in. That's not what this is. Tell right. us what this is.
So basically what it is older generations, even, I don't know, anyone who bought 5 years ago. Five, seven, 10 years ago. We went as low in the 2%, if you remember that.
Yeah, I didn't hit that.
You know, I never hit any.
Low threes, let's say.
Let's say low threes, but yeah, it
that's
actually
a 30-year mortgage.
30-year mortgage.
3.25%.
Correct.
0 points or something.
So these folks, older people are locked in at that. That's the rate lock we're referring to. Yeah. So now, you know, the interest rate's up maybe 1%, 1.5%. Is it worth dumping their house that they're
well,
in?
That's the
to
thing. So now you're going in
else?
At 4.25, 4.5. So
right.
you're, I mean, you'd have to be pretty motivated.
Right.
I think that's the key.
But listen to us, 4.5%. Did you ever buy when it was 18%, Steve?
No, I couldn't afford anything when it was at 18%. But no, you're absolutely right. And think about how much house you can buy today at 4.25 or 4 that you couldn't buy when rates were at 8%.
Right.
Right? You can buy twice the house.
My first house was right under 8%.
I know, me too, of course. So you can only afford X house.
Right.
But now at 4%, you can
double
simple math, right?
Dang.
Yeah, okay. Oh, by the way, that's what drives this concept, that low interest rates drive up asset prices, and it's the same for stocks, but we got to end it there. My guest, as always, is Terry Story, a 30-year veteran with Keller Williams, located in Boca Raton, Florida, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.